Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, my fabulous pet parents. How are you doing this Tuesday morning? I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is what? It's our business. And we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, have you downloaded our new app? It's in the app store. But I will say this, Android users, hang on for a couple of more days. We are getting you guys up to speed. iPhone users, you're ready to rock and roll. But and we do have a 10% off up through March 5th if you use that app. Okay. A lot of people are like, where do I put that code? Just put that code. You'll see it in the box. It says put the code here. But go over to the App Store, the Raw Dog Food and Company app. You're going to love it because it stores your last orders and your favorites, and you can just figure out what you ordered the last time and reorder very fast. Yeah, super easy. All right. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, one thing I don't like to talk about, but you know, we do talk about it, is cancer, the big C word, cancer. And a lot of people wonder, you know, how do I tell if my dog has cancer? So we're going to go over some of the signs of cancer in dogs and what the top vets that deal with cancer talk about. Okay. But you need to know what to be aware of. So in case it does happen, you can catch it quickly. And so Marty Goldstein, he's in the documentary, The Dog Doc. He is the author of The Nature of Animal Healing. Dr. Goldstein, he says, you know, he doesn't like to give people things to look for because then they start looking for them, right? Wherever you look for, you're going to find. And he said, the mind is very powerful and the bond between humans and animals is so strong that when people start to look for cancer, well, Dr. Goldstein says you can actually create it. Okay. But he says it's more important to observe your dog for what is. Don't look for negative things. Look for how great your dog is doing. And that's very, very important. But he says the big signs that a dog may have cancer are lumps. Okay, not every lump is cancerous, okay, but this is what he says. Lumps, labored breathing, severe lethargy, pale gums, and consistent lameness. All right, now all of those could be related to something else too, right? So pale gums could be low blood pressure. You know, labored breathing could be congestive heart failure. I mean, consistent lameness could be they tore an ACL. All right, so A plus B doesn't always equal C, but I'm just telling you what some of these top docs are talking about. All right, so Richard Pitcairn, he's the author of Natural Health for Dogs and Cats. He's the founder of the Pitkin Institute of Veterinarian Homeopathy, and we love homeopathy. But what does he say? Well, he says watch for non-specific signs that your dog isn't feeling well, like a lack of appetite, unexplained weight loss and wasting. Okay. This can happen in late stage cancer or in dogs treated with chemotherapy. All right. So, yeah, so that again, he's kind of reaffirming some of the other things that Dr. Goldstein said. What does Ian Billinghurst say? Ian Billinghurst, you know, he is the author of Give Your Dog a Bone, Grow Your Pups with Bones. For all of you that are afraid to give your dogs bones, afraid to give your puppies bones, you need to read his book, Dr. Ian Billinghurst. All right. So here's what he says. He says, cancer is the master of mimicry. Yikes. Apart from obvious surface lumps and bumps, other signs are weeping sores that don't heal. Now, don't mistake these for hot spots. Okay. We're talking about weeping sores that don't heal. Again, he says lameness that won't go away and neurological signs that don't improve with treatment. He says that the trouble is with the more insidious cancers that pretend to be something else. By the time they're diagnosed, they're often in very late stages. So what does Dee Blanco say? Dee Blanco, she's a homeopathic veterinarian at drdblanco.com. She's awesome. She says that emaciation, okay, which is that wasting, is a common sign of cancer, especially if it happens rapidly. And she says any dog over 6 years old is at risk for cancer, although I would say that Dr. Jasek and I have talked about many, many young dogs that we are seeing with cancer. But here's what Dr. Dee Blanco says. She says, if your dog is eating a commercial diet, ding, 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 and that means kibble, or they're receiving frequent vaccinations and drugs, or they're exposed to pesticides and other toxins, they can be at real risk for cancer. All right. So that's pretty scary. But we say that every week. Don't we say that every week? And then one of my favorites, Dr. Judy Jasek, what does she say? Well, she says that she tries not to take and attack the cancer, and you know this because we've talked about this, or a seek and destroy approach. Instead, what Dr. Jasek does is she supports the patient to keep the cancer from growing and to keep a good quality of life. And she applies this positive, supportive approach no matter what kind of cancer the pet has. But she says, here are some of the things that you want to keep an eye on. Lumps. They've all said lumps, okay? Unexplained swelling with the lumps. Behavioral changes, not eating, digestive changes, or frequent diarrhea or vomiting. If they have abdominal bleeding, you know, maybe there's blood in the vomit or the stools or nasal discharges, we want to get that checked out. Enlarged lymph nodes. Okay. So if you feel the lymph nodes on the back of the legs, or especially in the throat area, and it sometimes can make the dog's face distorted because they're so swollen. So she says you want to watch for these and don't ignore the symptoms and let them go on. Especially avoid using drugs to suppress symptoms, guys. Okay. This is just a Band-Aid. And she says it's going to lead to deeper problems. Again, she says, be especially alert to changes if your dog is over-vaccinated, eats kibble, or gets pharmaceutical heartworm, flea, and tick meds. Now, if you want to be proactive, Dr. Jasek says, monitor their blood work, because the changes can mean many things, but you want to follow up on issues if you see things in their blood work like elevated calcium or the white blood count or the lymphocytes or a very low blood glucose. You want to always check for inflammatory markers, okay? Because anytime the body is inflamed, it predisposes your dog to cancer. And all disease, and we talk about this all the time, this is why we say, friends, don't let friends feed kibble, because all disease begins with inflammation. Look for these things in your dogs, but don't make things up in your head like Dr. Marty Goldstein said. You know, not every lump and bump is cancerous. Not every lameness is cancer. Not every lethargy is cancer. But if we see these ongoing issues, and we see more than one, then yeah, we want to get them checked out. Again, I would always advise that you work with a holistic or homeopathic vet so that we don't get our dogs into these suppressant medications. I would always suggest that you work with somebody like Dr. Dee Blanco, Dr. Judy Jasek, or any of these homeopathic vets, because they're going to come at it from a whole body perspective and support that dog. A cancer diagnosis doesn't always mean death, okay? So these are just some things that we want you to be aware of. We definitely want you to consider heavily getting your dog on a pure, raw, species appropriate diet. And we can do that right here at rawdogfoodandco.com, because your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.